two simple words by a sometimes distant poet, trying to find his way through misty fogs of thought. His words intertwined like a kaleidoscope in his mind, and nothing seemed to click until Fatima. I'm inspired by the rhythms of my solitude and the pulsations in my chest that beats louder and louder with each passing breath, until there's nothing left but just to write it down. Guided by my muse, and I don't even know her name, but someone helped me through these metaphors. Something got me through this verse. Well, maybe her name is inspiration, and she lays upon my bed and creeps into my head and fill my mind with funky thoughts, designing all my dreams, hopes, and desires. I'm inspired. I'm inspired. I'm inspired. I'm inspired by the moon, the earth's disco ball. I'm inspired by the winter, summer, spring, and fall. And words pop into my mind like rain against glass, and burn through my soul, first slow and then fast. I hear sounds and feel feelings like I never felt before. It's like a celestial hit knocking at my door. And henceforth, that thing that keeps me so deep, that rush we all feel when we all stomp our feet. So I rise to the occasion to give glory to the underground. It's not enough to be a witness, I had to write it down. I'm inspired. I'm inspired. I'm inspired.
The nights I kept my eyes open, all the days I tried to sleep, pushed away the troubles around me, did not see I fell too deep. Control of me, try to keep the frequency, keep control of me.
extending empathy. Extending empathy forward in this.
a phone call from the queen with 100 heads. She says that they're all dead. She tried the last one on, couldn't speak, fell off, and now she just wanders a hall, thinking nothing at all. Once there was a man who had a little too much time on his hand and never stopped to think that he was getting older. But when his night came to an end, he tried to grasp for his last friend and pretend that he could wish himself health on a four-leaf clover.